Road. Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola. Keep an eye out for your name in-store or scan the QR code to create a digital Coca-Cola pack for your besties. That's definitely on our to-do list.
And welcome to Hold My Drink. I don't think I ever say hello. Welcome to Hold My Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Hiya. We have a new episode for you today.
Yay.
I keep going to say the usual spiel, but I'm done now.
I like when you say it. Sometimes that creeps in.
I'll just say it the odd time, yeah. But I know from, I'm not going to do it again.
No.
But this summer is shaping up to be the best one ever. Like, we're already lining up festivals, road trips, holidays, a lot.
And you know what's back and has us really in our feels? The iconic Share a Coke campaign.
I actually saw your name on a bottle the other day.
I love seeing it.
Yeah.
It's
I haven't seen mine yet, but it's just so nostalgic and so fun.
Whether you're at a festival dancing in the mud or sunning yourself in a park, Coca-Cola and summer are just the perfect match.
There's something so cute about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's such like a small thing, but makes a moment feel just so special. So whether it's singing along to bangers in the car or doing absolutely nothing but enjoying Cheers company, a Coca-Cola just hits differently when you're with your people.
So if you spot your bestie's name or even someone who just deserves a little pick-me-up, grab it. Or go online and create a custom digital Coke pack. It's so cute.
Because no matter what the weather's doing, today it's not so great.
Not doing anything.
Lashing rain. But still, sharing Coke with your bestie just makes it better.
Share a Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember.
We are just back from Tomorrowland.
What a weekend.
Wow. Actually, with Coca-Cola.
Yes.
We went to Belgium, flew there on Friday, flew to
Brussels.
A very quick flight.
An hour and a half.
Can't believe. The way back was an hour and 20.
Grand.
I fell asleep for a nap and then we're landing. I was like, what?
I don't know why. I thought it was going to be like a 3-hour flight or something.
So did I. I never knew the location of Belgium. I knew it was near Germany, but I always assumed it was like after Germany.
Okay.
And Germany can be like 2.5 hours at point. So yeah.
And where you're
going. It was longer, yeah. But sometimes you wish it was longer flight because it's like I'd love a little longer sleep.
A longer nap.
Mm. And I really wanted to put my feet up. I knew I had a seat free beside me, but the seats were unputtable. There was no armchair.
You couldn't move the thing in the middle.
It was just a big block. I was like, oh, here. And then I was like, well, I just put my feet on the chair. I was like, I can't really be sitting there. Like, but then he flung all his stuff
on
the chair. And I was like, oh, here. Like,
I was going to use that.
No, but I was not putting my feet to be all demure and nice.
Yeah.
And he just flung all his stuff. So now neither, he didn't just use it by himself.
No playing etiquette.
No playing. Didn't even say hello to me.
No.
Didn't want to be my friend.
He didn't want to talk to you.
No.
You're
few. Well, it was the best. I'm gonna say the best festival I've ever been to.
Yeah. Now, besides the pain in my feet at this moment in time.
Have you blisters?
The blisters on my
shower.
I couldn't stand in the shower yesterday. The underneath of them isn't as bad now, thank God. But the underneath of my feet, like I couldn't.
How many blisters do you have?
I've two on my big toes. I've one on my third toe, which is really, really strange.
Oh.
Don't know how that one happened.
Just rubbing off
my boots all weekend. And then I was scared the morning we went up and the morning that we got up to leave Brussels, I looked at the boots I had on me the day before and I left them there. I was like, I'm not going to see you again. No, don't want to see them again.
Aww.
So besides the pain in my feet, other than that, it was the best festival I've ever been to.
I have a blister on my big toe. I've never had a toe blister before.
Just on the side?
No, it's like under, like...
Oh.
You know the joint in your toe when you move?
Like your knuckle?
Yeah. Under that. But only on one side.
Listen, lean.
I have no other blisters. Yeah, that's probably how I walk. But no other blisters anywhere else.
Do you not?
But just my feet are just sore.
I'm just achy.
We done 20, which probably to some people is nothing, 21,000 steps a day.
For someone who does about 1,000 a day, that's a lot for me.
That was a lot. And we basically, the walk is really far. Only going home. Only is. Actually, we walked really far going in this. Second day
we did because we got an Uber.
We made a mistake.
Yeah.
We made a boo-boo.
We didn't really know where we were, so we were walking through like a town.
Yeah.
People's houses and all.
Yeah, people's gaffs sitting outside.
Bit mad. But I think the whole like community around Tomorrowland, even when we were like going to the hotel and stuff, all the houses have like Tomorrowland flags in the windows. And when we were walking to the festival, there was this wall and there was a load of people just sitting on the wall, like having a few drinks, playing some music.
Yeah.
They're probably not even going to the festival, but they're just enjoying
The atmosphere
of everyone else, which is so cute.
Yeah, I'd only ever seen like videos of Tomorrowland stuff and I just always thought like it was somewhere that I'd never be able to go.
Like, I thought, to be honest, like that, all that EDM music and all is my idea of hell on earth.
Really?
So before, like, and I would have known people who have gone to Tomorrowland for years and been like, could never see myself going to that.
But it's not all.
Well, oh my God, it's not like that at all.
Weird.
I thought it was slow. All techno and no lyrics and like, no, we were having a ball.
MK, we seen Jax Jones.
Ball.
John Summit.
Yeah, ball.
Was it Hardwell? It was, and it was all songs he'd not like.
Normal songs.
David Guetta played, but I think he might have been when we left. I think he was yesterday.
Was
it? I think.
But it's just remixes of normal songs.
But guys, nice. Even if you didn't, I would even go if there was no artist I knew that was on, just for the vibe.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, everyone was so nice.
We were probably the youngest people there.
We were the youngest people there.
Such an older crowd, which is so, that was so nice.
It was really nice. No one, it was just like, no one gave a fuck in the nicest way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like chill vibes. Like, everyone's just there for the music.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like sometimes you go to a festival in Ireland the odd time and you're like,
this is painful.
Scary
vibes.
Scared.
People banging off you and like
on purpose.
Not saying sorry or like.
Yeah.
The whole atmosphere over there was just magical. Like it was so nice.
It was magical. We were all really sad yesterday.
Yeah, depressed. But it was just such a ball of a weekend.
Yeah.
Like the pictures and videos, I'd be depressed if I look back at them.
I know, same. And the setup. I've never seen, I felt like I was in a fantasy land.
I'd love to see that before they put all that in.
Same.
What is that? What is that area? Is it a park?
Field, I'd say, yeah.
But it's huge.
Yeah. Oh, also, Tomorrowland, the main stage burnt down two days before we went to arrive. They pulled it together. I don't know how.
They left up the structure.
Some of the infrastructure.
Yeah, which is mad. Like, to actually see that. I wonder if they do that on purpose or maybe it's still under investigation or something. I don't really know. But
true.
They left a bit of it up at the background so you could see what it was kind of supposed to be like or the height of it.
It would have been massive.
Imagine seeing
it. Because look at the Great Library. That was massive. And
that was
this
huge.
Is bigger.
Yeah. There was swimming pools and places we were in.
Yeah.
There was from the moment we got to the airport, there were signs. There was...
It was honest. I'd relive that again 100 times over.
Next year again. Well, can't wait to see next weekend as well. I wonder what they're going to do next weekend. I'm also wondering if people go for the two weekends, what did they do during the week? Because I don't think the festival's open during the week.
No, it wouldn't be.
It wouldn't.
Camp builder?
But do they have to leave and then go back in? Do they? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, actually.
If, like, say, because we saw so many people who were coming from Australia, like TikTok.
I was looking for tickets last time, not yours.
No, you weren't.
I was. So expensive. Well, you can get them on resale. Like, they're not impossible to get.
Yeah.
Obviously a bit more expensive. But if you buy them straight out, they're like 300 for a week, 3-day pass, which is standard for like an Irish festival.
Yeah.
Probably actually cheaper.
Here.
And well worth it. Like, oh my
so
God.
Worth it. It was unbelievable.
Unreal.
There were six of us and we just had a ball of a time.
Yeah, we really did.
It was amazing.
I miss it already.
Yeah.
Other than that, what have we been doing?
Nothing.
None.
I just can't stop feeling the pain in my toes.
Not much. Yeah, it's
feel
just
like
my
I need
right
to
foot.
Salt them.
Yeah.
Put them in a bucket.
Should I pop my blister?
No.
Really?
Mm.
How does it go away then? It's going to be saggy skin forever.
No, it pops itself kind of thing. Because the blister is there to like protect the skin underneath. It's keeping it wet. Whereas if you pop that and dry it out, your skin is raw. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
So the blister is basically your body protecting itself from the sore skin underneath.
I thought the blister was the sore.
No, it's the skin underneath.
Oh my God, you're right.
All.
So it'll pop itself in a few days.
Yeah. You get them blister patches, but they're disgusting as well.
Oh God. EP next.
Woohoo!
That is coming up very, very shortly. Lineup's great.
I need to start sorting myself for that. I'm not doing the whole week of. Keep on top of me for that week, will you? Because you know what I'm usually like.
Well, even my outfits never came.
My outfits came the day that we landed in Brussels. I also went to my friend Nicola's house and robbed half her wardrobe as well. And I was only saying to Sharon, we were over there, did not use one thing of anybody else's.
Of hers.
I ended up.
Yeah.
So maybe that actually showed me, Jesus, I do have stuff in my wardrobe I can just pull together and make something out of something.
And same. Yeah. I had nothing going into it. I was what am I going to do? My one outfit was so nice as it didn't come. And I just had stuff that I already had and I ended up loving them.
Yeah.
And I probably would have never worn them.
Yeah.
It would have just sat in my wardrobe.
So at least you got aware of it.
I got aware of it.
God, we're such a sensible girl.
We're very
sustainable. Who would have thought?
Well, no, for EP. But at least the outfit that didn't come, I can just wear that.
Yeah.
One of the days.
Now you're sorted.
It'd be 3 days. Yeah, three. Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. And blister patches will be used.
Ooh.
Yeah. But the boots I wore were very comfy.
My mind.
Really comfy. There was Zara a few years ago. Given I only have one blister, that's good for 21,000 steps.
Mine aren't that good. We also need to make sure we have carts again this year. Pulley little carts.
Oh, if
anyone going to EP, get a cart. Do not bring a suitcase.
Say a prayer before you walk in.
Yeah.
Miss Rabbit is fucking fainted.
Do not get a suitcase. Bring yourself a little trolley cart situation.
Why is it so long?
I really don't know.
The walk is like...
Anyone working down at EP, driving them little golf carts, throw you 20 quid if you bring me in.
Honestly, someone should do that and 50. just get one and just pay. People would pay to get there.
Absolutely.
Give you 50.
We did it 1 year because we were late.
We were
doing the podcast.
We're getting on the podcast stage, yeah.
Yeah, and we were late.
We found this man and he brought us around. He put us in the back of his truck. It wasn't even a golf cart.
No, we just sat in the back of it. And a lorry.
We were literally sitting on the edge of it, and then he brought us around all the edges and stuff and brought us around.
So that if anyone's really down good. There this year that wants to do that and help us out, thank you. The walk.
I remember the
hell.
The first year I went, I cried doing the walk.
Hell.
I was like 16. Mm. It was bad. But now we're just recovering from EP. You have.
From Tomorrowland.
Your. We have our birthdays coming up.
BJ month.
Birthday month. I feel like I didn't realise how soon it was until I was like, shit, it's the end of July.
Oh, yeah.
The summer went really too quick.
Thank God. My TikTok is full of Halloween. Awesome. Can't wait.
No.
Woohoo.
No.
Cannot
I hate it.
Wait.
There's nothing good about it.
There is. The outfits, the layering. I love a sunny autumn day when it's cold. Do you know when it's like...
crispy.
Yeah. I love a crispy day.
I hate it.
When there's sun on your skin, but it's still a bit like, ooh.
I don't think I'd hate winter and autumn so much. It would be such a hater if the sun still come up really early in the morning. Yeah. I find it really hard to get out of bed.
When it's dark.
You get a bit down when it's darker. I don't like that.
I just can't wait to wear trench coats and scarves and jumpers.
No. I've flung out all my jumpers. So I'm going to get some new ones.
Comes
to summer and like boom.
Yeah.
I kept a few ones, but I don't know. I need to do a wardrobe clear out soon, actually. I haven't done one in a long time.
Vintage girl.
Yeah. Vintage's great, guys. Even for buying stuff, I get so much good stuff on it.
I haven't bought anything yet. I sold a few bits. And someone left me a review.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Was it good?
5 out of 5.
Yay!
Brilliant.
Oh, there's something so... I feel like a little businesswoman when I'm packing up the vintage order.
But also, can I just say, don't hate me for saying this. People on Vintage are so cheeky with...
The offers!
I'm sorry. Fair play to you for offering that. Like, that's how I feel. I look at someone's offer and I'm like, fair play to you for offering that.
Why? How bad is the offer?
Brand new pair of heels up for a fiver. Never worn. Tags on. I'll give you $3.50 for them. It's a fiver anyway. What? Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, but I keep seeing TikToks being like, this is your sign to try them low ball offers. I think people just, they know that they probably won't say yeah, but they're
I'm
like, fuck
like
it, I'll just
come have. On. If so, like, I'd understand if like you had something up for like €40 and they were like, would you take 30? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Imagine if I put up something for €3, would you take $1.95? I'm just like, come off it now.
Just pay the $3.
I'm just like, what? Fair
play. Did they buy them in the end?
No, I declined the offer.
Oh, you did. Yeah, but they didn't buy it for the vibe?
No.
Oh.
Well, they all sold anyway, but I'm just like...
Perfect.
Jesus.
I know.
Hats off to you, girl.
I know. It's so easy to list things on, though.
Yeah. I like that aspect of it.
This is not an ad, by the way.
No.
We fucking love it.
Yeah.
So, and I love shopping. I love finding little things that like...
I haven't done any shopping yet on it.
Good.
Is it easy to find things and look at things?
Yeah.
Is it?
And like once you look at a few bits, it kind of knows that you like and it will show you like similar things.
Gives you like an algorithm.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I like that.
Very good.
Yeah, I need to do a bit of shopping on it now.
Today, I want to talk about the topic of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the viral TikTok video?
Oh, I have. The alleged cheating. That's
the alleged cheating from the Coldplay concert.
Now, did you see Coldplay's tweet?
No.
Did you not?
No.
Coldplay tweeted about it.
Oh.
So for anyone who doesn't know, there was this Coldplay concert on and Coldplay do like a, what's it called? Live cam?
Live cam. And they have this big circle screen and like they're singing, it's, when I was there anyway, it was a certain song. They'd sing a song about people that were on the screen and they like got someone who was up in the hill and who wasn't even in the concert. He was like, you're getting the concert for free. And I like, they sing a little song about it. But basically this man and woman appeared on it and they both jumped out of their skin and literally ran away, ducked down. It couldn't have looked any worse.
Yeah.
Someone put it up, went really viral.
So like, yeah. But I don't know if this is real or not, but apparently Coldplay tweeted, starting with our next show, we're introducing camera-free audience sections for people on their side pieces. I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, God. Like, oh. So, and also allegedly this is a CEO of a company and the company's chief people officer. So like their HR, who are both married allegedly. We have to say allegedly because. But got us thinking about the outrageous ways that you found out that you were cheated on. So we asked over on Instagram. Sorry, going back to that as well. That everyone on the internet now has taken this joke and ran with it.
Oh yeah.
So brands have done it. I've seen like barbers do it when like when you got caught
cheating on your barber.
Sorry, also when the couple were on screen, Chris Martin goes, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy. So someone obviously put that up and
imagine being around with it. Like the wife of that man or the husband of that woman, or
especially how viral it's gone.
Yeah. And finding out that kind of way. Like I wonder what they did. I'd love to know what they did in those few seconds after that when they came off the screen. Did they text her significant others straight away? Did they go home?
Did they pray and hope that no one was posted?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The scandal of it all.
It was scandalous. Mm. And now loads of people have basically started taking it on. So in America, there was like a jumbotron at a baseball game or something. Yeah, and a couple were like doing the same. And they were like, oh, and then they're like, oh, we're only joking. Like Sophia Richie has made a video about it where her husband, like, this has gone
viral.
It's one of these memes that you'll never forget. Not a meme, but like things you'll never forget.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wonder what they're doing now.
Not loving life, I wouldn't say.
The CEO's thing was fake, was it? His...
Simon's?
Yeah.
He didn't actually make one.
Well, was it fake, Aoife? Did you know that? Was it?
Oh, it was fake.
Yeah, because I read it and... I saw that, but I think it was fake anyway.
Think he'll ever make one?
I don't know. Like, what do you do?
What do you say?
I just find it mad. Like, they were obviously there as a company. There was other employees there knowing that they were standing there doing that as well.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just allegedly...
I've heard that, though, with companies of, like, how bad it can be. I'm sure people listen that work in like an office job.
We've heard that over the years.
I've heard it a lot.
People shacking up in work.
I think it's just anywhere that there's
men and women, like,
or a lot of like, people. Yeah. Not to say that's not like normal, but it's just that's how it seems when you hear stories. It's like, all right, well, is it just that they're all in the same environment? And then
the whole thing was just scandalous.
Maybe it's people who haven't ever gone to a mixed school.
Maybe the problem is the all girls school or the all boys school.
Maybe. And then they go to work and they're like, woo! I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
there has to be some sort of psychology behind it.
There must be.
Yeah. So, got us thinking about outrageous ways that you found out that you've been cheated on. So, we asked over on the Instagram page, which is Hold My Drink Pod. We had over 200 responses.
200.
Which is mad.
Which is scary to think that. And that's only people that have responded.
Yeah.
So, and they're all outrageous ways as well. Yeah. It's not like just your... So people who maybe just found out from the person telling them or something wouldn't have said. So it's that statistic is scary itself.
Mm-hmm.
But someone said, girls, OMG, flashbacks from this. I was sitting on the 75 bus and overheard two girls behind me mention my boyfriend's name. Turns out they worked with him and were talking about how himself and a colleague had been secretly getting together and how he needed to tell his girlfriend. I was like, girls, you just did...
Find out on the public transport. Crikey.
What did I hear someone the other day saying? Someone found something out because they heard someone's conversation in a cafe.
I'd die.
And then told that person.
I'd die.
Like, and it's because people use the full government names.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who you're sitting beside.
No, you really don't.
You don't.
You have to be so careful where you are, who's listening, or who's around you.
Not even for things like this.
No, but just in general. Yeah, what you're talking about.
I feel like
about.
When I talk with someone, I would say their full name. And I'm like, you shouldn't do that.
No, maybe we shouldn't.
No.
My ex-partner used our booking.com account to book a guest house. I seen the booking 2 weeks earlier and had wondered, was he going to surprise me? The weekend came and he suddenly had a family mass he had to go to. I landed down at the guest house that evening and found him out and about all dressed up in a full outfit that I had bought him. I ended it that night and moved his stuff out of our apartment the next day. We were together for 6 years. 6 years, lived together for 3 and had our wedding booked and paid for. So hard, but now I see it was a blessing in disguise.
That is insane.
To go from thinking like that, oh my God, he's going to surprise me. Fuck, I shouldn't have seen that. He's going to bring me away for the night or whatever.
And he's wearing his outfit that she bought him.
Yeah. And then, like, I feel like as soon as he said, oh, I have a family mass I have to go to, her head would just automatically go, something's up.
That's a blessing in disguise I've ever
it
seen.
It really is.
The wedding booked and paid for.
Well, thank God the wedding didn't go ahead for you in that sense, like, because...
Like, if you're that unhappy that you have to go to them great lengths...
Just leave.
Just go.
A breakup, like I would much rather someone sit down with me and say, like, listen, I'm not feeling it anymore. We're better off just going our separate ways.
Yeah.
Then cheating and all that kind of scandal.
Yeah. Grow up her. My friend's lash girl told her that her friend and boyfriend were having problems. Her boyfriend was my boyfriend of 10 years. They've been seeing each other for 6 months.
Oh, God.
Oh. I reckon she obviously didn't know.
She didn't. Jesus. I don't like that one now.
That sounds like something that would so easily happen as well.
Oh, yeah.
10 years.
Why do you need two girlfriends? Like, why? Why on earth? You don't.
No.
You just leave one of them. I always think if you fell in love
the second time,
you never loved the first. Or you don't love the first.
Yeah. I got a hey girl message on Facebook, but from a girl I had done a J1 with the previous year. She was randomly volunteering in Africa with a bunch of Irish girls and met someone who happened to know of me. This girl asked her, did I have a boyfriend? And she said, yeah. She talked about him all summer on the J1 and they've been together for 2 years. The other Irish girl then said, I've also been with him for 2 years. I saw me tagged in photos on Insta, but he said they were just friends. Turned out he had a whole other secret relationship the whole time. Mad. Crazy way to find out, but the universe meant to get it to me. That's what I think a lot of this stuff, like, it's going to find its way to you.
Yeah.
And if it's meant to find its way to you, it will.
It will. Mm. And it will take you out of a bad situation that you weren't meant to be in.
Definitely.
Fuck me. I had a dream about a girl that I never knew or even heard of before. I woke up and told him all about the dream, explained the girl's full name. He looked shocked. Turned out it was a real person. He was actually cheating on me with the girl from my dreams.
That is spooky.
Yeah,
there's some hocus pocus stuff going on there now. How did she just say, like, think of a name? I wonder, like, was he saying
conscious?
Yeah, or was he saying her name during a sleep or something, and it like
came into her head?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
That's scary.
Oh my fucking God. He ended up with me over text after 5 years. I went to get my stuff from his house. We were sharing and all my stuff and pictures were shoved into the wardrobe, hidden away. A month later, he announces his pregnancy with his new girlfriend.
Right. Brilliant.
Perfect, actually.
Love that.
This has given me zero faith.
I moved with him to a state 1,100 miles away from home. On my first official night living there, we were meant to have dinner together, but he said his work was running late. He showed up at 11 p.m, pissed drunk. I took his phone and messages from his multiple side pieces were coming in. Sexting, nudes, messages about time spent with some girl's kids. This man looked like a ghost when he realised I caught him. I took his phone outside and rocket launched it into another neighbourhood.
Dead right. And I would do awful things to his clothing. And I'd put them all up into shreds. Little tiny pieces. And I'd throw them out the window. And then I'd jump on the clothes, not out the window. I just walk out the door
and stamp
on them and pour stuff on it. Bastards. Phone bill was a family one, €400, and her number called for hours on end. We have 3 kids and we're married. Scumbag. Always trust your gut, because the first time I seen them together working, I pulled him straight away to say it, but I was, in brackets, delusional. Your gut.
You're always delusional.
Your gut's never, ever wrong. Unfortunately.
I know. Sometimes you don't want to listen to it.
Men will call your gut crazy.
Oh, yeah. Women's guts are, like, mad compared to men's. In a good way. Like.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of like that thing where, like, a mother knows. You know, when a mother knows when something happened to the kid.
A woman knows.
A woman knows.
It's true. My boyfriend of 5 years went on a lad's holiday, went missing for 2 days, and was staying in some random hotel that wasn't his. The day he was flying home, he deleted all the photos of me and him off his Instagram because his Instagram wasn't cool. I ended up finding a random Welsh girl on his Instagram, messaged her, and she told me they had spent the whole holiday together. When he was sleeping with her, I was buying him Liverpool match tickets for his birthday. Love that. That's brilliant.
Oh, it makes me, I feel sick reading them. Instagram wasn't cool. So we deleted all the pictures.
Obviously, you're one. He was terrified the Welsh girl would go on and see.
We need to make a whole list of red flags, what you should look for after this.
Yeah.
But then it's like, that stuff like that then would scar you for the next person of like what, like the first, like I'm thinking of the one that Kate was home, was working late or running late. Like then you think every time someone's running late that they're doing
that. That does like, happen. Like you take trauma from relationships into new ones. And I feel like it's a way that you try and protect yourself from that ever happening.
Yeah.
But it's so true. And don't let, like never let anyone make you feel like you're mad for doing that or like that's wrong to do. It's a natural thing to do to say, right, I'm going to protect myself this time. You take trauma through things.
Yeah.
And like it just, you just have to wait for the right person to kind of be able to break that down in you and like not have those feelings. But yeah, 100%. Every time her fella gets home at late from work now, she's going to be thinking also.
Of course. Yeah. It doesn't only affect for that relationship, it affects for every woman coming. Like, we were on holiday together and he sent nudes to another girl. She created a group chat with me and his brothers and his sister in it and sent in the photo.
With his brother. Fair play to her.
Fair play to her.
Brothers and sisters though. Jesus, I'd be scared for life.
Oh my God.
That's not good.
Sending nudes, like, ew.
They have some balls. And not in that sense, but I mean like just in like.
Oh, like, no one wants to see your fucking ugly willy.
No. No, keep it.
Honestly, there's nothing nice about Willie's. Not one thing.
His current girlfriend, who I never met before in my life, texted me while she was drunk, basically saying that they had broken up because he cheated and she knew I went through the same thing. LOL. I in fact did not know what she meant. She never explained and now they're back together. Oh no.
Fuck's sake.
Leave them to it. She'll find out.
I had something not really similar, but this guy was seeing two of us at the same time. But it wasn't, this was years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Years and years ago. Like, but I remember she texted me and she was like, I text her first because I found out. And she's like, don't worry, like, I'll make him beg for me back and all. And I was like, make me back. I was like, but I didn't want to be the girl. I was like, don't do it. I was like, yeah, like, I was like, do what you want. Like, you know, you can do what you want. You've no loyalty to me, whatever. And then they got back together. And so they got together then because they were only seeing each other. It wasn't, neither of us was official or whatever, but she like
yikes.
They're not together now, so maybe that was the end after a few years. I had a good feeling for a few weeks. He was going missing for longer than usual, wasn't posting me at all, and was slowly removing me from his socials. We were living together and had a little doggy. I checked his phone, turns out he was having a full-blown affair, and when I confronted him, he denied. Moved back to my parents' house that day, and 2 weeks later he whisked her away on holidays and proposed. And she was only delighted to text me, filling me in.
She texted you?
And delighted to do that.
Like, haha, I won kind of thing?
I think that's how some people do see it. Like, the girl I was just talking about, I feel like she is like, well, he picked me out of the two of us. That kind of thing. I think I genuinely...
I wouldn't want someone like that.
I know, but that's some people's mindset. It comes from a place of...
rejection, like...
insecurity in themselves, maybe. Not because they're not stunning or whatever else, but just like... in themselves that they think if they've got a one up on someone else, some other woman, then
they're better.
They're a bit male centered maybe in their thought process, but like that's crazy.
Nah, keep him. If you can take him from me, keep him.
If you can take him and get proposed 2 weeks later, then and she says yeah, and then text her, then they deserve each other fully.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah. My ma's ex husband was a taxi man. He got a job to my boyfriend's house where he picked up the girl he spent the night with. He called me and tried to say it was his cousin. Like, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God. Aww. But do you see these little things? It's like they were meant to find that out.
Yeah. The Lord has mysterious ways of working.
The Lord does that. Like, the chances, it really is
are slim. Yeah.
Of that exact taxi picking up with your exact boy from this exact house that day. It was meant to happen to you.
Oh, no.
And as shit as it is to find that out, it's like, thank God up above.
Yeah. And sometimes, like... sometimes you might be thinking, thank God it happened sooner than more time you spent together or like having babies or getting married or having a gaff together.
There's way more to be locked in then. Yeah.
So I think the best thing to just try and tell yourself is just thank God it happened sooner rather than later.
Yeah, definitely. I found a photo of my sister's boobs on his phone when he came home from a night out while I was at home with our baby.
Like, this has so much to unpack because, number one, did he take the picture of her boobs?
Did the sister send the
boobs? Did the sister send the boobs? Is he creeping on her? And, like, ew, the fuck?
Is it from her Instagram? Like,
do you know what I mean? What's going on there?
There's so much wrong with that. Like, I have heard of family members being involved in, like, cheating things. And I just think there's low and then there's fucking in the pits of hell.
Like,
what the fuck?
How was it?
And then it's so hard because you lose both. Like, if someone cheats on you, someone you don't know, you lose your boyfriend, obviously, so fucking bad. But you're losing a family member and a boyfriend. How hard is that to be betrayed from both sides? And family is meant to be like family. Like,
how could your sister go along with that if that is the case and that's her sending the pictures and stuff? How, as a sister, could you look at your sister's fella and think, want a bit of him?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ew. That's like, it's like your brother then. It should be like, your sister's boyfriend is like your brother.
Yeah. Like,
not...
No, could never be me.
I got sent his Tinder from my best friend. This is quite a regular occurrence.
Is it?
Yeah. And I just think, did they not think that someone was going to see that? Everyone,
so
you know,
open.
In the world.
Yeah, it's so publicly saying, I'm going to fuck, I'm going to go on Tinder anyway. Like, that's just weird.
That's just like, I want to be caught, really. Mm. Like, to be fair.
The girl places an order for delivery to his house from the Chinese that my best friend works at.
Oh,
brave.
Chinese order.
Brave. So some young ones in her fella's house.
Oh. Well, that man that I was talking about, I stayed in his house and the other girl stayed the next night and he lived in a family home.
There's something wrong with that family as well, though.
Yeah.
How was a mother?
I got his mother flowers,
did you?
Yeah.
Well, I hope they died a day later.
Oh, same.
Like,
imagine the next girl coming in seeing the flowers and you feel like, oh.
I don't get that. How as a mother could you... Now, each their own. Sorry, I take that back. Each their own. But like, would you not have a word with your son being like, ah, here.
I know.
One after another.
Yeah, yeah. You're like 30 year old. I don't know how. I can't remember how old he was. Maybe it's like 28 or something. Old son.
Ah, no.
Rotten. Sick. Dirty dick.
Dirty dick.
Where's
the one with the tracker?
Had a feeling, so I put a tracker on his car. It turns out I was dead right, caught red-handed.
Well, that was your intuition, girl.
That's your intuition.
A tracker,
like an AirTag.
Yeah, probably.
It's a very smart idea.
I hacked his Snapchat and messaged the girl pretending to be him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good. Very smart.
It actually is.
We don't condone hacking, but if you need to, then do it. Walked in on him, passed out naked in bed with another girl, told me they just fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. Fell asleep and in your sleep you took your clothes off. Yeah.
My trust in men is going down as we keep speaking.
I had a feeling I broke up with him and then I slept with his friend who then confirmed he did. Not my proudest moment.
Oop.
Well,
we were right.
You broke up with him.
You were right.
And then slept with his friend. And you weren't wrong either, so. Still a bit. I don't know.
Imagine you weren't right. Then you're like, fuck, I just broke up for no reason and slept with his friend for no reason. But you were right.
Double whammy.
You were right. So I think you should be proud at the end of the day. Found her eyelash strip on my pillow. He said it was mine. I had cancer at the time and not an eyelash in my head to put falsies on.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to say I hate men.
Not him trying to gaslight her and say that's yours. She's literally like, I have no eyelash.
It's literally not mine.
Fuck me. On his football team's Instagram page. That's how you found out.
Oh.
Oh, I wonder, was it like a picture of them playing football and like...
Or a comment or something.
Yeah, he's on the sidelines in the back end and a smooch off his side piece.
Oh, God. Saw him in a photo that a nightclub put up. I've heard of this happening too. You know, remember the ones like there used to be photographers in
Yeah, years ago. I feel like
in the background
really
and stuff.
Now anymore, yeah.
Or another one is Instagram stories.
How?
In the background. I've definitely been the girl that has checked like a year ago. Someone's location. You know,
if you
look up like a club location, you're looking at everyone's stories.
Okay.
I've done that. Yeah, I've done that. And I found out. But I was young and I thought I was in love. She called to my house to ask if she could grab her dead Nana's ring that she left on the locker.
I'm just absolutely flabbergasted with the bravery out of people. Like, I'm actually just shocked.
This is the girl, like.
Yeah, knocking on the door. Hey, I slept with your fella here. I just want my ring back.
that's like, what's the word? Oh, brazen.
Yeah, yeah.
Brazen. Like, that's I exactly understand getting the ring back, but like, I don't, yeah, I do. But like, could she not have asked the man?
Whoa.
She obviously wanted her to know.
Kicked in his bedroom door to find him in the nip and the girl hiding under the bed. Kicked in the door. Pow!
Oh, what would you even do, like, in that moment? I feel like you don't know until you're in it. Like, you could be really calm.
And yeah, cool, think, calm, collected, make them feel like idiots. Or do you run for him? Do you run for her? Do you... What do you do?
I think I'd be calm in the moment, but then...
Lose the rag
what's
later.
The word, what's everyone saying now? Crash out later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under the bed, please.
Imagine him telling her, quick, quick, get under the bed.
Like Harry Potter in his little closet.
Yeah,
like.
in his little room.
Chlamydia, lol.
There's one way to find out.
There is one way to find out.
A pair of dirty knickers that were not mine in our wash basket when I got home from holidays. Whatever about the pair of knickers? A pair of dirty knickers? You don't want to be washing another women's dirty pants.
Oh, like, the attention to anyone's detail of that is... Why did you not leave your knickers on? Oh, she obviously was staying there something that week if she was gone away from holidays. Mm. I just think the ones of like bringing someone else into your home and like there being like all your stuff around.
So intrusive. Is that the
so
word?
So beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond. A girl came up to me on night out and said, so glad you broke up with that cheating prick. Should have seen her face when she found out that I didn't know.
He was on the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook page.
I've seen that.
Did that not get deleted or something? Or
oh, did it?
I don't know. I thought I heard something about it on TikTok. I think I'm losing the rag today. All I can smell is spicy margaritas.
Oh.
I swear to God. I'm just getting random smells of spicy margaritas.
Yeah, can they even smell like anything?
Spicy. I don't know. Yeah, something smells spicy.
Maybe it's just top or something.
I'm just getting little whiffs over here.
Maybe you're wanting one.
I'm probably right. Head. Yeah.
Yeah, that are we dating the same guy? People get caught out on that. His mum told me, and after she did, she asked me to help clean her kitchen.
Fuck her kitchen.
Fuck her and her kitchen and her son.
Help me clean the kitchen now.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, some parents are like, wouldn't like, the sun shines out of their child's hole that they can do no wrong.
Mm.
That they'd be like, oh.
Yeah. He came home from work in security at a nightclub and the girl's face of makeup was printed on his white t-shirt. Great.
My mom found my boyfriend on Tinder.
What age range does your mom have on Tinder? Yeah, she finding that actually. Whoa, your mama looking for...
said my mom matched my boyfriend on Tinder.
Your mommy's looking for a young one.
Some people's moms are really young though.
True, actually.
And maybe the boyfriend's older.
And you can just also put that scale on.
You can put it.
Which, can't you?
Maybe she get a feeling. Mamas always know.
Yeah, they do.
Mothers know.
They really do. His best friend felt guilty and told me.
Wow.
Ah. That's nice of him.
That's maybe get with him.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of man's friends wouldn't.
That hurt twice as bad.
Yeah. Even like on Love Island at the moment, I just think like the men egging each other on is scary. Like when you see it, like, you know what happens, but like when you see it like that on national telly.
It's like how?
And it's like they know also they're on national telly. Mm. It's just like brazen that they're just like, they don't care. I had a weird feeling, so I lied and told him someone had sent me a picture. He admitted everything.
Ooh.
It's a good...
Yeah, call his bluff.
Yeah.
I saw it. I saw everything.
Yeah.
And then he breaks down. And admits
down. Mm-hmm.
A random girl's name came into my dream. Another What's one. Going on here?
Again?
He burst out crying when I said her name.
Oh my God.
What's going on with the dreams and thinking of names and...
And what are you crying for?
Haha. Sucks to be you.
Wow.
The dream thing is...
Another one. I had a dream and confronted him about it. Turns out it was true.
Girls.
Guys.
Why are you all doing this?
Your dreams are like your subconscious thoughts. Though.
Yeah.
And like they're your like you live a whole different universe in your dreams, I reckon.
That's mad.
Do you ever have a dream and you wake up and you feel...
So real.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while, but like you're sad for the day, happy for the day. Like someone died in your dream, like you feel... Like they feel real.
Effective.
I think sometimes they're real.
Really.
I'm going to say.
Four girls knocked on my front door and said they had all slept with my then boyfriend. Four, not just one. Four.
No, imagine opening the door to that.
Hi, girls. Yeah, can I help you? Yeah, we all shagged your fella.
Oh, my, I've heard people doing that.
Thanks
with group
for the information.
Chat. I've heard them doing it with group chat. Aww. They all got added in. That's insane. Insane. Followed him and caught him and his ex at the local GAA pitch. Turns out she was pregnant with his child.
Shacking up on the GAA pitch. Jesus.
I can't even have words. A lot of people do find out as well about that if there's someone pregnant and the person who is pregnant is like, you need to tell.
Yeah.
Or else I will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One or the other.
Yeah.
My husband rang to warn me that someone was coming to the door and not to answer it. That's like saying there's a big red button that says do not push. You're going to push it.
Or no one look now, but and then everyone looks.
Yeah.
Everyone's first thing is
like, hi love, someone's coming to the door. Just don't answer it. It's some crazy
it's lady. TV license.
Don't answer it. You're answering that.
Oh my God. The girl he cheated with posted it on Ask FM.
Jesus. The scandal out of all these. Oh my God.
There's more.
Is there more?
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to quick fire these. We're in 45 minutes already somehow. How did we get so far?
I don't know. These are
my God. He forgot to block my sister and posted a photo of the girl to his story while we were still together.
Finished work early. Found him in bed with my bestie. He still tried to deny it.
Grant. I was 7 months pregnant. The girl sent me a video of them having done the deed.
My housemate saw him and took a picture. He said it was a dare and you can't not do the dare.
Oh, and if he jumped off the cliff, would you jump off the cliff?
Yeah, is he nine?
What? Please, spare me. I bumped into him and her while I was in town buying his birthday present.
Aww. He admitted it to my sister when he was drunk and told her not to tell me.
He sent a snap of a girl sitting on his lap and texted me, oops, wrong person.
Promo video for a club in Thailand. Saw him eating the face off someone. But you had to do it for the video, do you know? Like, what?
He was caught coming out of my neighbour's house the next morning.
His friends logged into his Facebook and posted status tagging all the girls.
Found naked pictures and sex from my cousin on his phone.
Saw his tattoo in a girl's Instagram story. Ooh.
He left his smartwatch on the dresser and when he went for a shower and it was going off.
By looking at his Revolut transactions, his ex was sending him notes on it.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Oh, Lord.
Requesting the euro.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. His little sister, people use any fucking form.
Oh, any.
Social media.
No, when I say any.
Any. His little sister called me her name. When I asked who's that, she told me it's his girlfriend.
Oh, God. His mom told me one of my closest friends stayed the night.
Please.
Imagine.
Him and his side piece sat next to me at my bestie in the cinema.
Oh my God, the cinema would be pitch black and all. You wouldn't even see. Imagine climbing over them. Sorry. Oh.
Oh my God.
What?
He was cheating on me through PlayStation. I saw her message pop up.
See, they'll find anything.
They'll find any way.
He emailed me after he broke up to tell me all the people he cheated with in my bed.
This is why I think when people are like worried about their boyfriend's going on holidays or like whatever else, you actually just have to not worry because they'll find, if they're going to do it, they'll do
they'll
it.
Do it.
There's only been, a couple holiday ones here? Mm. Like they will find a way, whether it's Revolut, PlayStation, like Thailand.
Handwritten letter.
Sister, cousin, mother, Tinder. Like, fuck me. She gave birth to his baby 6 months after we broke up.
So meaning that
she
for
was 3 months. Yeah. Pregnant, yeah.
My three-year-old told me daddy had a sleepover with so-and-so in his bed.
Oh. With the kid in the gaff, please. Yeah. Like, disgusting. I was uploading photos to our wedding website on his iPad and found a folder of nudes.
Lovely way. The recent emojis on his phone was a peach, an eggplant and the water squirter. And he wasn't sending them to me.
Please, if someone ever sent me that and my eggplant.
Is it an eggplant, yeah.
Immediately block. Yeah. Or the water one, or the peach.
Oh God.
Parked outside a shop and he pulled up beside me in another girl with another girl in his car.
Had mutual friends with his ex. Found out I got the clap and heard she got it too. Quick maths.
That is smart maths on your side. Not myself, but caught my dad cheating on my dad with my my boss at my ex's party.
Oh my days. He called me her name in his sleep.
Oh yeah, we're just saying it up with the dream. His wife texted me, I lived with him and he had another fiance talk about a double life. Double life is very common.
I'm actually flabbergasted today.
I have no words.
No.
It's really like, they're obviously insane to read and like when you're reading them out, we can't connect them to the person. But then when you think of like someone actually each of them is a story that someone was so betrayed and fucked over in.
Yeah.
Like every single one of them. That's not even all of them we got in.
No. Like we pages of them. That's so sad.
It's so fucking heartbreaking.
But I hope these are all gone way past. I hope these are all gone way past that now. Like these are stories from years ago that now you can be like, just what the fuck?
And now you're
in a better place.
You can like not laugh at it, but you can look back and be like, I'm so much better than that. I'm through that. I know now what to look for. But even at that, it's like there's, you can be so switched on and still not. It doesn't matter how much you look and whatever, they'll find a Revolut or fucking whatever else to do.
It's mental, isn't it?
It's heartbreaking. But we love yous all.
We love
and them. Thanks for sharing them with us as well. I know they might have been hard, some of them to, well, most of them to, all of them, to share.
They were mental.
Yeah. Seek some stalls. We try help yous and give you some advice on any issues you might be having. We take these into our email address. So it's homeordrink@goloudnow.com. And this is this week's one. Firstly, I want to start by saying I'm a huge fan of your podcast and you two girls for years. Keep smashing the curls.
Thank you, my love.
My childhood best friends of over 12 years reached out to me to tell me I don't pay enough attention to her and all I do is talk about myself. I like to think I make more than enough effort to listen to my friends and being there for them. I'm a huge yapper and always have been. Everyone in my life knows this about me, but I don't think it's enough to warrant this type of message off someone. I've never had this reaction from anyone else and it really caught me off guard. It just feels like she's discredited 12 years of our friendship and me being there for her. I've apologised for making her feel this way, but I just don't agree with her after looking through our old messages and thinking back to our old conversations. It's made me realise how much I've been there for her and she hasn't in return. I've had a huge accomplishment happen to me recently that I worked so hard for and was really excited about, and when I told her about it, the difference in her reaction to my other friends was stark. I guess my question is, where do I go from here? I don't want to throw 12 years of friendship down the drain. She's my longest friend and like a sister to me. But if we stay friends, I don't know how I can share anything else, good or bad, in my life with her again, without fearing judgment from her. Help, am I the problem?
No, I don't think you're the problem at all.
No.
I think this is just a thing that you have to be so upfront about. Like there's no back road way into this conversation or no way to like make her understand where you're coming from. Like keep thinking about her feelings and this is just something that needs to be very like upfront, honest, on the table of how you feel, of how she feels, and seeing how you can both
work
with each other. Like I don't think there is a roundabout way of, like about this, because you are going to start holding things back from her and you don't want that in your life.
No,
you want a friend who will be like,
you can be open with and honest.
Maybe it's just a case of where you are in your life compared to where she is in her life, that, like you said, there's something you worked so hard for and so excited about to tell her. Maybe in her life, she wants...
Is it a jealousy thing?
Maybe she wants those kind of things too, but... And that's why in her head, she's just thinking all you do is talk about yourself.
Yeah.
When in fact, it's not. It's just that maybe things are going well for her at this specific period in her life. So your one is just getting pissed off saying, oh, here she goes talking about herself again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Maybe, because I feel like not like when you look at a group of friends, no one's ever thriving all at the same time.
Ah, no,
there's always someone in the pits.
Yeah,
and it's always the case. Like there's always going to be that up and down thing, and it's about meeting everyone where they're at. Like if your friend can only give 70%, you give 30%, or like if you that week can give 80%, like do you know what I mean? Like just
balance each other out.
And I think you need to say that to her. I don't understand where you're coming from. I don't feel like I've talked that much about myself. But if we're talking about issues here, like I also feel like when I told you my good news, like I didn't get that nice reaction from you like I did from other people maybe.
Yeah, or that she might have given her
That I would have given you, And just like, let's just be open and honest about both of our issues in this situation. Like you don't want it to look like, well, you said something, so now I'm going to say something back. I don't want it to be like that either.
Tit for tat,
no. But I think... while you're talking about it, just be really open and just be like, first of all, what did I do wrong about talking about myself? Like, is there something that you don't feel heard with? Like, was there a problem that you brought to me and I didn't listen to you? Like, being just really open. Because I feel like 12 years of friendship is a long time.
Yeah.
And if it's like a sister, it might just be a sister bicker or a bad phase. Yeah. It's like a relationship. There's probably going to be ups and downs of every friendship. It's never going to be consistently exactly the same. A lot of things come between travel, maybe boyfriends, friends, new friends, jobs. Like, you have to keep communication in a friendship like in a relationship.
Yeah, I think. There's so many things along the road of it that can throw a spanner in a work.
Definitely.
But yeah, no, I don't think you're the problem.
No.
I don't think she is either, though. Like, she's valid in how she feels too.
Because maybe,
like,
you're not aware of something as well.
Yeah, like, I don't think there ever has to have blame placed on one person, kind of thing.
Solely on one, yeah.
Yeah, and like with a friendship like that, it is both of your responsibilities to make it work, like a relationship. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think anyone is to say the problem. But maybe it's just something you have to just sit down and talk about and just be like, right,
yeah,
here we are. What's going on? What can we do to fix this?
Because you can be like, I really value you as a friend. I don't want you to feel like any sort of way. So I really want to sort this out.
Yeah.
Maybe get a coffee or something.
Yeah.
Talk about it. So that was today's Seeks and Installs. If you want to send one in and you have any issue in your life, anything you need advice with at all, please send them in to homeidrink@goloudnow.com. Same for phone a friend as well. I know we didn't do it this week. We just had a lot of... There was a lot.
It was a lot.
So if you have anything like that, Red Flag Radar as well, it's all in the email. Mm-hmm. homeidrink@goloudnow.com. So that was...
lot to unpack there, isn't it?
A journey.
My Lord.
A journey.
Yeah.
I think the more you hear things like this, the more you're like, fuck me.
Like,
the world is a scary place.
Is crazy.
It's scary giving that much of your feelings to someone who could
do something like that back.
Do that, yeah. And like, a lot of times it's people who you never expected from, and like, that's just
wild.
Fucking nuts. But that is it from us today. Before we go, we're raising a virtual bottle of Coca-Cola to summer.
Because yes, the Share a Coke campaign is back, baby.
So whether you're at a festival, dancing in the mud, sun yourself in a park, Coca-Cola in summer is really just the perfect match.
And there's something so cute about sharing a Coke with your bestie. It's such a small thing, but it really does make the moment feel proper special. Whether it's singing along to the bangers in the car or doing absolutely nothing but chilling, a Coca-Cola just hits different with your people.
So if you spot your bestie's name or just know someone who deserves a little pick-me-up and that you're thinking of them, you can grab it, or you can go online as well and create a custom digital Coke pack, which is really cute. So if your name isn't on a can or a bottle, then you can make your own, or just want to give someone a little good tea for the day.
Because no matter what the weather's doing, sharing a Coke with your bestie just makes it better.
Share a Coke this summer and let's make it one to remember. And we'll chat to you next week.
See you then.
Love you. Bye.
Hold My Drink, brought to you by Coca-Cola, where your name on a can equals instant summer vibes. Go on, share one with your bestie. You know they deserve it. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.